This is Beatway News. Here, your remote. I'm Joe Palka. A Belarusian activist has been found dead in a park near his home in Kyiv early on Tuesday, a day after he was reported missing. That according to Ukrainian police. Vitaly Shishov, who led a Kyiv-based organization that helps Belarusians fleeing persecution, had been reported missing by his partner on Monday after not returning home from a run. Police said they are investigating all possibilities, including murder disguised as suicide. According to police, he was found hanged to day in one of Kyiv's parks not far from his place of residence. Ukraine, Poland, and Lithuania have become havens for Belarusians during a crackdown by President Alexander Lukashenko following a disputed election last year. Meanwhile, Belarusian Olympic sprinter Kristina Tymanowskaya, who plans to seek refuge in Europe after accusing team officials of trying to force her to leave the Tokyo Games early, said today that officials from her country made it clear she would face punishment if she returned to Belarus. Tymanowskaya, who had criticized the management of her team on social media, said officials hustled her to the airport and tried to put her back on a plane back to Belarus, where the autocratic government has relentlessly stifled dissent and any criticism. In the dramatic standoff, several countries offered her help, and Poland granted her a humanitarian visa on Monday. Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush continues camping outside the U.S. Capitol, calling for an extension of the nation's eviction moratorium.
We did not get the moratorium extended on Friday. The president and the CDC have not penned, did not make that happen. And so now this is where we are. We are adding to the housing crisis with mass evictions.
An estimated 3.6 million Americans are at risk of eviction.